Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Vicky Smart, New South Wales DPI's Livestock Officer Dairy, based at Berry, and we're looking at setting targets for heifers. Vicky, how do you determine what target growth rates to aim for with my herd?
In terms of identifying the target growth rate for your herd, it all comes back to what size you need your heifers and how big they are. And that tends to be a reflection on what production they need to produce. Bigger heifers produce more milk and produce more milk solids in your products and system. So having a bit of an idea as to where you're heading in terms of the performance of your herd helps work backwards from the end in mind. So in terms of setting targets for your heifers, our Rev Up replacement program has given some easy, quick reference tools to identify what targets individual farmers might look at. And for example, that allows us to set weight targets in terms of growth for our heifers based on mature cow herd mates are.
What do I look for, or what measures do I use in assessing whether my heifers are growing well enough?
Bruce, as part of the Rev Up replacement program, we've got a graph that helps farmers position where they want to be with their heifer growth. And that focuses on, I guess, a 5-point performance check where you can look at where industry figures suggest that our first calving heifers need to be based on our mature cow targets and work backwards from there. And looking at one, maybe in terms of growth and height, and this is height, ensuring that your heifers are meeting targets for weight and height, for their age, for their breed, and for the production system. So we get farmers to focus on that and identify, are they on target, or is there a gap in their performance, and then reflect back on where, if there is a gap, where management strategies are to help improve that or reduce that gap.
Now, you mentioned the graph and therefore the targets that they should be aiming for, but how often should you check your heifers for growth rate?
In terms of how often, generally looking at fitting it into your normal heifer management periods, I think there's some critical periods in terms of what ages leading up to certain management aspects. For instance, if you're looking to mate at heifers at 15 months, you need to ensure that they're on target and assess them before mating is on top of you. So it might be worth putting a date in the diary with the animals that are around 12 months to actually assess to see whether they're on target. That allows the flexibility to do something about it if there are gaps that exist.
If my heifers aren't on that target rate, what do I do with my heifers if they're underweight or height for age?
You may look at holding them back a group to play catch up, or you may look at feeding strategies in terms of what you can do to supplement them to help improve daily growth rates and get them back on target.
What tools and resources are available to help me with this?
Brief, in terms of tools and resources, as I said, we've developed up a package which has looked at different ages from 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 15 months, and up until a springing heifer at 24 months, and look at where they need to be in terms of those targets based on their production system. The other one is, okay, well, how do I get there? And these resources are available from our website and also your local dairy officer.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.